WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenToTheRep.com presents Chris Ramirez on Baseball, an inside look into the 2025 University of Southern Indiana baseball team. Tonight's show was brought to you by Leroy's Tavern, Aza Pizza, Empire Contractors, by Lawnmasters of Newburgh, Tri-State Roofing, and by Evansville Garage Door. Now live from Leroy's Tavern, along with USI Baseball coach Chris Ramirez, here is the voice of USI Baseball, Gene Wuerl.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Coach Ram Show on Baseball. What a day, right? I mean, boy, I tell you what, I barely got out of there, because after what happened, and we're going to talk about it, I could hardly stand up. And we're going to have Cole Kitchens on tonight and Ian Anderson here tonight, but Patrick McLellan was the man of the hour, and even took his shirt off, which I don't know if there's any pictures there, but it was something. All right, hey, how about our sponsors tonight? How about Leroy's Tavern? Great people here. AZEP Pizza, Empire Contractors, Lawnmasters, Tri-State Roofing, and Evansville Garage Doors. We'll take a quick timeout, come back with Coach Ram. This is Coach Ram, USI baseball coach on baseball, right here from Leroy's Tavern.
Steps up to the plate, squares their shoulders, and looks the closer right in their eyes. Here comes the pitch. No, it's a lob. They asked if you wanted your pizza for here or to go. For here, of course. When you're hungry and have baseball on your mind, there's only one place that knocks it out of the park, AZIP Pizza. Create your own pizza or try one of their AZIP picks. Whatever you make, those slices will be going, going, gone before you know it. AZIP Pizza. Create something delicious.
Since 2007, Lawnmasters of Newburgh is the go-to company for mole patrol and lawn seeding. Additional services include bee and tick control treatments that will keep fleas, ticks, and chiggers out of your lawn. Need proof? Check out the Castle High School softball field, one of the most beautiful natural grass fields in the tri-state. Call Lawnmasters of Newburgh for all your commercial or residential lawn care needs, or visit them online at yourlawnmasters.com. Lawnmasters of Newburgh, be happy with your lawn.
The normal people come home to an Evansville Garage Door.
Heroes walk among us. That's right. They may look like ordinary people, but the teachers, healthcare workers, law enforcement officers, and first responders make sacrifices every single day to make our lives better and keep us safe. At Evansville Garage Doors, we want to say thank you. Right now, we are offering our Hero Special, $25 off any service call or up to $250 savings on a new garage door. Choose from an incredible selection of styles, colors, and sizes of garage doors and all price ranges, all available in stock. For our teachers, healthcare workers, law enforcement, and first responders, you deserve it. Call the Garage Door Hotline at 402-DOOR or visit our website at EvansvilleGarageDoors.com.
The normal people come home to an Evansville Garage Door.
Empire Contractors is a full-service general contractor with over 50 years of experience. Our competitive pricing and quality service have allowed us to develop solid client relationships with customers who return to us for their next construction project. Our hands-on approach of self-performing much of the projects helps us to provide our customers accurate estimates and meet even the toughest project schedules. Empire Contractors is a long-standing supporter of athletic teams in the Evansville area and wishes all teams great success.
Hi, this is Matt Long, Vice President with Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling. Is your roof leaking or missing shingles? It could be past its life expectancy. Don't worry, at Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling, we have you covered. Whether you're looking for a roof that's dimensional shingles, staining seam metal, or any of our other options, our team is here to help you make the best decision for your home. A new roof can lower your energy bills, increase the value of your home, plus it will look fantastic. Visit TriStateRoofingAndRemodeling.com or call us today at 812-963-3130. Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling, your exterior experts.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Thank you.
All right, back here at the Coach Ram on Baseball Show. Everybody's fired up tonight, I can tell you that. Hey, guess who's in first place in the OVC Baseball Conference standings? Yeah, how about USI? 7-2. You're liking that, aren't you, Coach?
That sounds pretty good to me, Gino.
Yeah, 7-2. And I'm going to tell you what. When I get home, I'm going to have to take another blood pressure pill tonight because what happened today was unbelievable. And I was telling Jeff Gerbig, my buddy here, that he was at the game with me today. He took a day off to go to the game. What a day for that. So, you know, we were up here going into ninth with a 3-1 lead. Then we went down here when it went 4-3. Then after that, it went crazy as we had the walk-off. But let's start with today, because that was the most exciting game of this three-game series with Morehead State. And, you know, they've got a great program, man. I mean, they're struggling right now, and they desperately needed a win today. Desperately. And they didn't get it because we pulled it off on the heroics of Patrick McClellan. So talk about that game and what transpired and what was going through your head.
Yeah, Gino, as exciting of an ending as you can get, walk-off home run, you know, to win it by Patty. But to start it all, we got a big-time start out of Porter. You know, Jake Porter was electric in the start today. He was lights out. And game three of a weekend series, you know, for us going for the sweep. But those guys were scratching and clawing, you know, to try to salvage one. And, you know, to get a start like that out of Porter was perfect. You know, he was electric. And then, bullpen got us, you know, to the ninth inning with the lead. Ian Anderson got the save yesterday, and he's going to be on the show here in a little bit. He's been lights out all year. We got down to the last out with a two-run lead, and they happened to sneak one out over the fence. They ran into one and took the lead. So, you know, you're up, and it feels like you're about to sweep, and then, you know, you're down for a second. But, you know, Gino, you've been saying it all year, you know, this team doesn't quit. And, you know, Kai Holiday got us going there in the bottom of the ninth with a hit. Kitchens has been on fire, one of the top hitters in the country right now. And another knock, and Kai pushed it to third with some pressure. And then the rest is history, I guess. Patty hits one over the scoreboard for the walk-off win.
So let's take you through that ninth inning. We had a three-run lead, or excuse me, it was a two-run lead going into the top of the ninth. And Anderson's out there, and he's going to be on the show here. So we had two outs, and then they bombed Davis Gurman, a 3-0 hitter. He bombed a three-run homer over the wall out and left, and that put him up 4-3. Then he struck out the next guy. So we're down 4-3. Then we go into the bottom of the ninth, slacks up, and he has a little piddly pop-up to the catcher. Slack, are you here? All right. Well, you know what? Thank you for doing that, because here's what happened after that. Kai had a single through the shortstop, and then Kitchens gets up, and he ropes another single, and Holiday, as only Holiday does, he takes third base. And does he ever look at you?
I think he used to, but I don't think he looked
at you. No, he wasn't looking at you, I'm going to tell you that. All he was looking at was third base. So we have first and third, and then McClellan comes up. And all he does is, and we got one out, first and third. Okay, we're at least going to tie it. And I think P-Mac just said, forget this. I'm just going to get it out of here. And he bombed it out. And I made the comment when he was around in third that you can't get the sun by the rooster. And you can't, because yesterday he had three times when he came up and he had clutch hits to get runs in. But all he does is hit a three-run bomb, and we get the walk-off 6-4, and we complete the sweep. Your first sweep as a Division I coach. Congratulations.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's the first
one. Well, as a Division I coach.
Yeah. No, I guess you're right, Gina.
Yep.
I guess you're right. I appreciate it. You know, we're going to win the series, but once you get that series win going into game three, you get a little greedy and you want that sweep.
What did you tell the guys in the outfield after all this? I mean, I think McClellan had his shirt off, and I don't know. I mean, did he still have his shirt off? I mean, what was going on out there?
Yeah, he's always trying to find a reason to take his shirt off, I think.
Right.
But, Gino, I don't remember what I said. It's been a little blurry the last, like, 36 hours, you know, to be honest with you. We've played a lot of baseball, and you know, but obviously just another gritty win. And, you know, it shows a lot about what this program is, you know, made out of and what we want it to be.
Well, like I said, McClellan, the hero today. And, it, you know, you look at this, and I said this on the air. You look at like Slack and Holiday, they're in the 1 and 2 holes. And then you got the meat of the order, Kitchens, McClellan, Coakley, then Parker Martin, those guys. But you could switch any of these other guys out in 1, 2, and down there at 7, 8, and 9. And I think you guys, I mean, you're not going to miss a beat.
Yeah, no, when I'm looking at it here on paper, and, you know, it's a testament to our players. You know, we've got a lot of guys that, you know, that are really good baseball players, and they're gritty and they're tough. And, yeah, I think we've hit, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 different guys in the leadoff spot. And, you know, you got Parker Martin hit 2 home runs yesterday down there hiding
yeah, B-Mart.
He's in the 7 hole today. And, you know, yeah, Boyd coming off the bench today. And, you know, we've got a lot of guys that are playing good baseball right now, so we just got to keep it going.
Well, all Martin did yesterday was drive in 8 runs. Yeah. Yeah, are you still talking about it, Martin? Yeah, he's still talking about it. Right. That's a heck of a game there. All right, so yesterday, let's just kind of get a recap on that. The first game there, we beat Morehead State, and it was 9-5, but not without some drama there in the 9th inning, because it's a good ball club, even though the record doesn't reflect it, but they're very scary. And we came in at the 9th, and had a little hiccup there, but Ian Anderson came in and with the bases juiced, and he struck out the side to preserve the 9-5 victory. But a great game there. From and that was you know, you got to set the tone in the first game. Is this correct?
Yeah, you do. You do. And, you know, Gino, this game started, I think they took a no-hitter into the 6th. And so, you know, their starter set the tone for them pretty well. But we never quit. And, you know, we started putting up some zeros on the mound and got the starter out, got to the pen, and, you know, took the lead and held on.
Well, then the second game, and you know, it's what's even worse is you had to sit around because it was supposed to be a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Single game each day. Now we're waiting around. Luckily, U of E was gracious enough to let us come over there. So in the second game, like you said, we were no hit for 5 innings. Then we finally got our, you know what, together, and then we got the win. And then the second game, we kind of continued it, and we had actually 2 big innings, 6 in the 5th and 4 in the 8th, banged out 13 hits. And Parker Martin, 2 for 4, 5 RBIs. Everybody in the lineup had a hit. Everybody. We had 13 hits. So how about that? And Coakley, he was 3 for 5. And that's just common. I mean, you know, he's hitting 400, him and Kitchens. But just a great effort there by the team with that 14-6 win.
No, it's you know, and Blake Kimball with the electric start, 7 innings, you know, lights out, you know, and got us deep. We used our bullpen a little bit in that first game, so Blake did us a good one and pitched deep into the game. I don't know if it's easy or if it's hard, you know, when everybody produces like that, you know, it's tough to talk about one guy because, you know, everybody had a big part in all these 3 wins, you know, this weekend. So just a really good, you know, team win.
Well, and like, you know, you said it, we don't quit. And even though it's we won these the first 2 games 9-5 and 14-6, you never have enough runs. And the OVC is a very tough baseball conference, so you never have enough, right?
No, exactly. It's a scoring contest at the end of the day. I don't think I've ever lost a game that we scored more runs than the other team.
Right. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. Where's Ian Anderson? All right, you're going to be up next. We'll take a quick timeout. This is Coach Ram on Baseball right here from Leroy's Tavern.
It's the bottom of the 9th, and your stomach is grumbling louder than the crowd. You need a home run, and we've got just the thing to knock it out of the park. A-Zip Pizza. With their delicious crust options, fresh toppings, and unique creations like their A-Zip Picks or Pizza of the Month, you'll feel like you just hit a grand slam. Step up to the plate at A-Zip or order online. Whenever you swing by, you'll be batting 1,000. A-Zip Pizza is a proud supporter of the USI Baseball. A-Zip Pizza, create something delicious.
Since 2007, Lawn Masters of Newburg is the go-to company for mole patrol and lawn seeding. Additional services include fee and tick control treatments that will keep fleas, ticks, and chiggers out of your lawn. Need proof? Check out the Castle High School softball field, one of the most beautiful natural grass fields in the tri-state. Call Lawn Masters of Newburg for all your commercial or residential lawn care needs, or visit them online at yourlawnmasters.com. Lawn Masters of Newburg. Be happy with your lawn.
Empire Contractors is a full-service general contractor with over 50 years of experience. Our competitive pricing and quality service have allowed us to develop solid client relationships with customers who return to us for their next construction project. Our hands-on approach of self-performing much of the projects helps us to provide our customers accurate estimates and meet even the toughest project schedules. Empire Contractors is a long-standing supporter of athletic teams in the Evansville area and wishes all teams great success.
The normal people come home to an Evansville garage door.
Heroes walk among us. That's right. They may look like ordinary people, but the teachers, healthcare workers, law enforcement officers, and first responders make sacrifices every single day to make our lives better and keep us safe. At Evansville Garage Doors, we want to say thank you. Right now, we are offering our Heroes Special. $25 off any service call or up to $250 savings on a new garage door. Choose from an incredible selection of styles, colors, and sizes of garage doors and all price ranges, all available in stock. For our teachers, healthcare workers, law enforcement, and first responders, you deserve it. Call the Garage Door Hotline at 402-DOOR or visit our website at EvansvilleGarageDoors.com.
The normal people come home to.
Hi, this is Matt Long, Vice President with Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling. Is your roof leaking or missing shingles? It could be past its life expectancy. Don't worry, at Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling, we have you covered. Whether you're looking for a roof that's dimensional shingles, staining seam metal, or any of our other options, our team is here to help you make the best decision for your home. A new roof can lower your energy bills, increase the value of your home, plus it will look fantastic. Visit TriStateRoofingAndRemodeling.com or call us today at 812-963-3130. Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling, your exterior experts.
Bentley Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bentley Land.
All righty. Welcome back to Coach Ramblin' Baseball. How's everybody doing tonight? Hey, come in and get your Leroy's hats, and we've got some here for the coaches of USI. And Southwest Graphics put these together. They've done a fantastic job. How much are these hats if you want to buy them? $20? That's plenty. That's a bargain, and they also have T-shirts here, too. So get in here and check them out. A-Zip Pizza, Empire Contractors, Lawn Masters, Tri-State Roofing, Evansville Garage Doors, all helping out tonight. All right, we got Ian Anderson. Ian Anderson, the pitcher, is with us. So how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing quite well now.
Are you?
Yes,
right, well, right now, right?
Yeah.
How'd you feel in the ninth inning there?
I felt really good coming in after yesterday's appearance. I wasn't overconfident about it, though, because you still got to go out and compete. But it started off moving pretty good, and then kind of stuff went downhill, but it was difficult to deal with till the other half of the ninth inning. A little walk-off home run from Patty was nice, so it was a good way to end the day.
That kind of lifted your spirits, right?
Oh, that like ever before.
Well, you know, Ian Anderson, the pitcher here for USI, and actually you came in the it was the first game yesterday, right?
Yes, sir.
And we had the bases loaded, no outs, and it was a 9-5 game, a tight game, and you come in and you had the good morning, good afternoon, good night, three strikeouts,
really?
And that was something. So when you come in during that situation, I mean it could have went either way. So what was your mentality coming in yesterday, as you come in with the bases loaded, and you know the tying run was actually at the plate.
I had a very good mentality coming into it, just knowing that I always have the advantage as a pitcher, and then kind of grabbing everything I can to give me the confidence, seeing that they only had four hits going into the inning. With no walks, that's five, three up, three down innings. So that's all my whole mindset going into it was get strike one and just attack the hitter as best I could.
Well, that you did. Like you said, you struck out the side, and that you know pretty much saved the game. I mean, well, they had the tying run at the plate. We're talking with Ian Anderson here. And, well, you come in today, you're 5.31 ERA, 2-0 on the year. So this was your 12th appearance. And you've come in. Have you started one game, right?
Yeah, I started one game.
Right. So, do you feel better coming in a pressure situation, or what's how you deal with that?
I like all scenarios. Just getting to pitch is honestly ideal, but I love the pressure scenarios. Those are arguably my favorite. It just makes baseball more fun when you succeed. So.
All right. Where are you from?
I'm from Northern Michigan.
Northern Michigan.
Yeah.
All right. What's your favorite NFL team?
Green Bay Packers.
There you go. That's what I thought. I mean, they're everywhere, folks. Let's get him a Green Bay Packer hat. So Ian Anderson is here with us. And what is your class?
I'm a senior.
Okay, and what are you studying?
Business.
All right, so is this going to be your last year?
I believe I have one more year after this with the new JUCO rule they added for my class. So I'll
okay,
have
so just you going to go ahead and go with that, or we're just going to see what happens?
I'm going to go with that. I'll be getting my another year, so that'll be fun.
So you're going to be back?
Yes, sir.
All right. You know we're recording this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to let you know that, Coach. You heard it there, Bees. You hear that?
You can hold me accountable.
All right. So So you're from Northern Michigan.
Sir.
I guess you're a Michigan Wolverine fan, right?
I'm a USI fan.
Oh, USI fan. There you go.
Yeah.
I tell you what, this guy says all the right things. Is this what he says to you, Coach Bees, when he's out on the mound? Yeah, he's all the time. All right, so where are you? Let's get off the baseball thing. Where are you living at?
About a block up the road.
Okay, and what do you mean? Is it over there on West Indiana? Where's it at?
It's right up Franklin Street, right up the hill.
Okay, and are you over there by yourself?
No, I got a couple of really good roommates that I live
with. And who are they?
Shout out Jay Kennedy and Cam Demigian. So.
Oh, Demigian and Kennedy. So there's three pitchers living in one house.
Yes.
So. That's kind of unusual, really. I mean, could you get, a wall in there, like I get a catcher or something? Or
yeah, we could, but, I mean, we've been doing good so far with just
Did you know these guys before you came to USI?
Nobody. I knew nobody.
So why are you together with these other two people?
Random assignment, just to keep the rent down, I guess.
Oh, okay. All right. So, and so we're just a block away.
Yes, sir.
So what's it look like over there right now?
It's not horrible. It's not the worst living scenario.
Well, I mean, what's your version of horrible? I mean, if I walk in right now and I'm looking around, it means your bed mate?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, it is?
Always.
All right. What about the Midgen and Kennedy?
I can only speak for myself on that scenario. So.
Okay. All right. Who's the housekeeper over there?
Nobody, I don't think.
Nobody?
I don't think we got anybody over there.
So you're saying we won't go there. So it's you, Kennedy, and Demigian.
Correct.
And, I mean, he looked good yesterday. Of course, Jay, he's the tallest in the bunch, right?
Yeah.
Does he change all the light bulbs over there and stuff like that?
I
mean, what does he do over there? Anything?
I don't know. He's either at the field or in his room. It's one of the two.
Okay. So, all right. So you got the three guys over here. Just a couple, a little block or so away here. Who's the head cook over there?
Jay Kennedy is the head cook at our place.
All right. And what's Kennedy's, what's his specialty?
He got a whole assortment of foods over there. I can't keep up. He's got everything. He's got.
I mean, fish, steak, chicken. I mean, what is it?
Steak, ground beef, whatever that pasta he makes every so often where I can smell it from my room. It's one of. Anything you need.
So the pasta sounds like your favorite.
None of it's really my favorite, but
okay.
I can smell it the most prominently.
All right. So what do you do in your free time?
My free time? I'm a devout Christian. I love reading my Bible, praying. I love.
All right. There you go.
That's a big thing. I love reading. Reading's a big thing for me. And baseball. Baseball on top. I love baseball. So.
Have you ever been on the radio?
Nope, first time.
Well, you got a great face for it, I tell you that.
Thank you very much.
I mean, you know, well, I know that's an old one, folks. I'm sorry. And, you know, and I tell you, you know, we've got a table over here that backwards hats aren't allowed.
I did not know
that. But you know what? We're going to let it all slide tonight because we're in first place in the Ohio Valley Conference.
I like that rule.
And that doesn't matter, right? Well, listen, appreciate you. And are your parents listening back in northern Michigan?
No.
Okay.
They don't know about this. So.
Oh, they don't? No. Well, do you just want to keep it that way?
Probably.
Okay. All right. Any other sports that you're good at?
I played hockey in high school.
Oh, you did?
And love me some billiards. Love me some billiards.
All right. You're a hockey player?
Yes.
All right. What, 9-ball, 8-ball? I mean, what are you playing?
Just standard billiards. That's about it. And a little ping pong here and there, too. Love me a little ping pong, a little table
right.
tennis.
Who is the, you know, I was on that one trip to Alabama State, and on the way back for 7 hours, it sounded like there's a karaoke contest going on in the back of the bus. But were you involved with that?
Of course.
Okay. Were you the one that was singing "You're Cheating Hard" or something? Or what was something you were singing there? Do you remember?
I know the song. I don't know what song you're referencing, but I do remember what I...
Well, what song was it?
It was called "Wherever You Go" by The Calling.
Oh, yeah? You want to throw a few you want to throw a few lyrics out here? Come on. Just a couple.
Just a couple?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can sing a different song. I don't really remember the words to that. I was reading them, but...
Oh, you're reading. Okay.
I can do... What's it called by Kings of Leon? "Use Somebody" by Kings of Leon.
All right, give us a couple lyrics.
I do that.
All right.
I got to stand up for this.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, stand up for this. All right.
Hurry up, we're on a time constraint. We ain't got all night.
I've been roaming around, always looking down, and all I see are painted faces, fill the places I can't reach. You know that I can use somebody.
Pretty good. Well, I tell you what, Leroy's has karaoke on the weekends. Let this guy in. He's going to steal the show. Hey, we appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
How about Ian Anderson?
Really?
All right, we're going to take a quick time out. And we're going to come back with Cole Kitchens. Is he in the house? All right, we'll take a quick time out. This is Coach Ram on Baseball right here from Leroy's Tavern, Evansville's West Side.
Steps up to the plate. Squares their shoulders and looks the closer right in their eyes. Here comes the pitch. No, it's a lob. They asked if you wanted your pizza for here or to go. For here, of course. When you're hungry and have baseball on your mind, there's only one place that knocks it out of the park. A-Zip Pizza. Create your own pizza or try one of their A-Zip picks. Whatever you make, those slices will be going, going, gone before you know it. A-Zip Pizza. Create something delicious.
Since 2007, Lawn Masters of Newburgh is the go-to company for mole patrol and lawn seeding. Additional services include fee and tick control treatments that will keep fleas, ticks, and chiggers out of your lawn. Need proof? Check out the Castle High School softball field, one of the most beautiful natural grass fields in the tri-state. Call Lawn Masters of Newburgh for all your commercial or residential lawn care needs, or visit them online at yourlawnmasters.com. Lawn Masters of Newburgh. Be happy with your lawn.
The normal people come home to an Evansville garage door.
Heroes walk among us. That's right. They may look like ordinary people, but the teachers, healthcare workers, law enforcement officers, and first responders make sacrifices every single day to make our lives better and keep us safe. At Evansville Garage Doors, we want to say thank you. Right now, we are offering our Heroes Special. $25 off any service call or up to $250 savings on a new garage door. Choose from an incredible selection of styles, colors, and sizes of garage doors and all price ranges, all available in stock. For our teachers, healthcare workers, law enforcement, and first responders, you deserve it. Call the Garage Door Hotline at 402-DOOR or visit our website at EvansvilleGarageDoors.com.
The door more people come home to an Evansville Garage Door.
Hi, this is Matt Long, Vice President with Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling. Is your roof leaking or missing shingles? It could be past its life expectancy. Don't worry, at Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling, we have you covered. Whether you're looking for a roof that's dimensional shingles, staining seam metal, or any of our other options, our team is here to help you make the best decision for your home. A new roof can lower your energy bills, increase the value of your home, plus it will look fantastic. Visit TriStateRoofingAndRemodeling.com or call us today at 812-963-3130. Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling, your exterior experts.
Empire Contractors is a full-service general contractor with over 50 years of experience. Our competitive pricing and quality service have allowed us to develop solid client relationships with customers who return to us for their next construction project. Our hands-on approach of self-performing much of the projects helps us to provide our customers accurate estimates and meet even the toughest project schedules. Empire Contractors is a long-standing supporter of athletic teams in the Evansville area and wishes all teams great success.
Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today. With Bel Air Land.
All right, back here at Leroy's Tavern for the Coach Ramel Baseball Show. How about our sponsors, Leroy's, A-Zip Pizza, Empire Contractors, Lawn Masters, Tri-State Roofing, Evansville Garage Doors. Next show is April 21st, 2 weeks from today. So we're going to go to the other mic and the headset, and we have Cole Kitchens on.
Hey, yeah. How are you?
Well, you can talk loud. That's fine.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Everybody here?
Yeah.
All right.
Hello, everyone.
All right. Are you having a good time tonight?
I'm having a great
time. How about that pizza here? You like that?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right. And it looks like all the guys are – who can eat the most pizza on this team?
That's a tough one to choose from. Kevin Cruz.
Cruz, okay. Well, you better cut him off. We only got three left, right? Can he eat more than that? Or?
I think he can take that about six or seven.
Oh, wow. We're Cole Kitchens. And Cole Kitchens, folks, listen to this. He's one of the best hitters not only in the Ohio Valley Conference but in the country. Right here at Leroy's Tavern. I mean, you came in today. Listen to these numbers. He's hitting .426. He has 46 hits in 108 at-bats, 11 doubles. He's tied with Coakley in that category. He has a triple, four home runs and 26 RBIs. And Parker Martin caught you yesterday. He had eight yesterday.
Yeah, no, he had a very great day yesterday.
Yeah. So, Cole Kitchens, so... What do you attribute your great hitting? Are you just seeing the ball well? I mean, sometimes I hear that it looks like a softball coming in there, but what are you seeing up there at the plate?
Well, a lot of people do say that, you know, it's probably looking like a beach ball, but honestly, I mean, I go up there, try to get the job done, and I'd like to credit that to most of my teammates because I want to do it for them and give us the best chance to win again.
All right, there you go. What a great answer. You know, this team here, we're talking with Cole Kitchens, and you all came together this past, August, 29 or 30 guys. And, I mean, this bonding that you guys have here, looking out in, you know, everybody's here, and that's got to make you feel good about what you're doing here in Southern Indiana.
Yeah, no, it makes me feel great because I didn't know any of these guys coming in. You know, have three brand-new roommates, honestly didn't know one of their names for the longest time. But, you know, now we're some pretty good friends. But, it's a great time knowing all these guys. And I like hanging out with them. I like beating teams with them and just having a great time.
So he's hitting, like I said, over 400 and one of the nation's leaders in hitting. Once you get to that spot here, hitting 400, you got a target on your back, and you got to know that people are, they know you're hitting really well.
Yes, sir.
So what's that mentality do for you as far as how you approach each game? Because they know, who you are now. When we started the season, nobody knew who in the heck Cole Kitchens was,
yes,
but
sir.
Everybody does now. Mm-hmm. So how do you approach each game as far as that challenge of, you're only going to get certain pitches now and so forth?
Yeah, so we're about halfway through the season already, so most teams are going to have a scouting report. And Coach Ram always talks about not missing your fastball. So instead of swinging at sliders, changeups, curveballs, all that stuff, if you get a fastball at first pitch, you better end your at bat. And that's what's been helping me most out of anything is, best way to not strike out is hit the first pitch as a fastball coming in.
So you've been mainly the DH, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So what is actually your position?
I'm a corner infielder, first and third.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Where did you go to high school at?
I went to high school at Bentonville West High School in Centerton, Arkansas.
Oh, you're so Arkansas? All
yes,
right.
Sir.
Did you play any other sports?
No, just baseball.
Okay. So how did we get you? Where did you come from? Before you came to USI?
So I spent my last 2 years at Crowder Community College in Neosho, Missouri, which is about 20 minutes south of Joplin. And, had a pretty good year last year. Didn't have many ideas of where I wanted to go or who would want to pick me up. And then Coach Ram gave me a call and, talked to him for about a week. And after a little bit, I decided that's where I wanted to go.
All right, so you said you had a pretty good year there last year?
Yes, sir.
What did you hit?
I hit 370 with 9 home runs and I think 70 RBIs.
So, that's not bad, right, folks? 370? And here's the thing about hitters is they know what they hit last year, right?
Of course.
Do you know what you hit the year before?
I think I hit 350 with 4 home runs.
Yeah,
and
there you go, 350, 4 home
RBIs,
runs.
Something like that.
Yeah, so, and pitchers are the same way. They remember, they can go back for a couple years back and remember games they were in. So you look at the success we're having here. We're 16-15, and, all the guys are bonding well together. But you coming in, what was the feeling? I mean, when did you know that this is going to be a pretty good group?
Well, honestly, after our first series at Alabama State, a lot of people counted us out going down there. They paid us to come down there and play them, so they were expecting to get 4 wins, and, they got 4 L's and 1
right.
win.
So. And they paid for some dinners, too, right?
No, they sure did.
Right. Another good end. Cole Kitchens here. All right, so, 400-plus on the year. And now we're going to go to Western Kentucky tomorrow. I think they're 27-5 out of Conference USA. Then another huge, what's that? Oh, never mind. Oh, Nick Mayerhofer is raising the baby. And that is, got to give it, well, that's not your baby. That's Coach Beasley and Nicole's baby there. But we're talking with the Cole Kitchens. All right, so, going to play a midweek game tomorrow, and then we're going to head down to Tennessee Tech.
Yes, sir.
So what do you think the mindset of this team is? Yeah, we had a big win today. Now we got to go down to Tennessee Tech. We got to take care of business tomorrow down Bowling Green. But Tennessee Tech, another formidable foe, but they're going to be very good. What do you think? What's the mindset there heading down there?
Well, I think, everyone's got the same mindset. It's just keep the streak rolling. Continue that tomorrow, hopefully get a really big win against a really good team because they just knocked out Dallas Baptist 2
right.
games. And, Dallas Baptist is a really good program, so these guys know how to play. So we're going to take that into consideration and take care of business there. And then at Tennessee Tech, just the same thing, keep the streak rolling and stay at number one.
All right. There you go. That's right. All right, so you're living with 3 guys.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and who are these folks?
Hero, Andy, and Justin.
Hero Yamada, and who else?
Andy, Andreas Gonzalez, and Justin Stimson.
Okay, all right. Which one could you remember?
Hero.
Hero? come on, man. I mean, Yamada, he is the man, right?
Yeah, no, he's
the all right.
guy.
So you're over here on the west side, and It's you got your own room and all that. Are you in the dorm? Where are you at?
I'm actually right across the road. If you walk out the door, you walk straight to my house.
Oh, is that right?
Yes,
are you living next to McClellan?
I am not.
Oh, okay. No. So you're right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so all four of you live over there.
Yes, sir.
All right, so I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Anderson. If all 50 of us walk over there right now, we get a little house tour, what are we going to see?
Probably a lot of dust.
A lot of dust?
Yeah, downstairs only.
Downstairs?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you live upstairs?
Yes, sir.
Oh, so you don't have no dust up there?
No, no dust.
Okay. So does Yamada live down there?
He does live downstairs.
You know, his mom's listening from Japan. Right. So you do live downstairs? Okay. So, all right. So you guys are over there, and you've never met these people?
No, not at all.
And it looks like you're having a great time.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Is anybody snoring in that house?
I think I'm the biggest snore out of
anyone. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you ever thought about getting a CPAP?
Not yet.
Oh, not yet? Well, yeah, you're a little young for that.
Yeah, give me about 30 years.
All right, so who is the best cook out of you four?
Hero.
Oh, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, so what's Yamada, what's he firing up over there?
Man, it could be... Honestly, anything. Curry, salmon, steak, chicken. Honestly, I think he could go get a squirrel from outside and make it taste good.
A squirrel? Well, there they go. You got a challenge here, big man. You got a grill outside in the back?
Yes, sir. We got a Blackstone out back.
A Blackstone out the back. Okay. All right. So you're the housekeeper, right? I can tell that.
I'd say me and Andy clean a whole lot. So.
Do you have any special talents? I mean, Ian Anderson was up here, and he gave us a few lyrics from a pop star or whatever it was. But what, other than baseball, what is your special talent?
That's a hard one. Let me think. I'd say my specialty is hunting.
Oh, hunting?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that.
Oh, right.
And fishing. So.
And fishing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you got like your own gear and stuff.
I do, yes.
Like the camouflage and all that?
Camo, guns, rods.
Are you like a deer hunter?
I deer hunt. Like to bow hunt, but I mainly duck hunt.
Oh, duck hunt?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's the most you've ever caught or killed?
Ducks?
Yeah. Well, you said you're a duck hunter. I mean.
Well, there's a limit, so I can only say six.
Six?
Yes.
Okay. So you're saying you might have cheated and maybe had eight?
I don't cheat.
Oh, okay. All right. That's Cole Kitchens. Have you had a chance to go up to Huffy Lake?
I have, actually.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, me and Hero went up there a couple times.
Right. So did you do some fishing?
Yeah, we did.
For crappie?
No, just from the bank trying to go after, where they got Hero, Muskie over there?
Muskie. And, okay. All right.
Smell bats.
Right. Well, listen, we appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for coming to USI.
Yeah, of course.
Cole Kitchen, give him a big hand. All right. We'll take a quick timeout, and we'll come back with the man in charge, Coach Ram. This is Coach Ram on Baseball, right here from Leroy's Tavern on ESPN Radio. Glad to have you.
It's the bottom of the ninth, and your stomach is grumbling louder than the crowd. You need a home run, and we've got just the thing to knock it out of the park. A's It Pizza. With their delicious crust options, fresh toppings, and unique creations like their A's It Picks or Pizza of the Month, you'll feel like you just hit a grand slam. Step up to the plate at A's It or order online. Whenever you swing by, you'll be batting 1,000. A's It Pizza is a proud supporter of the USI Baseball. A's It Pizza. Create something delicious.
Since 2007, Lawn Masters of Newburgh is the go-to company for mole patrol and lawn seeding. Additional services include flea and tick control treatments that will keep fleas, ticks, and chiggers out of your lawn. Need proof? Check out the Castle High School softball field, one of the most beautiful natural grass fields in the tri-state. Call Lawn Masters of Newburgh for all your commercial or residential lawn care needs, or visit them online at yourlawnmasters.com. Lawn Masters of Newburgh. Be happy with your lawn.
The normal people come home to an Evansville garage door.
Heroes walk among us. That's right. They may look like ordinary people, but the teachers, healthcare workers, law enforcement officers, and first responders make sacrifices every single day to make our lives better and keep us safe. At Evansville Garage Doors, we want to say thank you. Right now, we are offering our Heroes Special. $25 off any service call or up to $250 savings on a new garage door. Choose from an incredible selection of styles, colors, and sizes of garage doors and all price ranges, all available in stock. For our teachers, healthcare workers, law enforcement, and first responders, you deserve it. Call the Garage Door Hotline at 402-DOOR or visit our website at EvansvilleGarageDoors.com.
The door more people come home to is Evansville Garage Door.
Empire Contractors is a full-service general contractor with over 50 years of experience. Our competitive pricing and quality service have allowed us to develop solid client relationships with customers who return to us for their next construction project. Our hands-on approach of self-performing much of the projects helps us to provide our customers accurate estimates and meet even the toughest project schedules. Empire Contractors is a long-standing supporter of athletic teams in the Evansville area and wishes all teams great success.
Hi, this is Matt Long, Vice President with Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling. Is your roof leaking or missing shingles? It could be past its life expectancy. Don't worry, at Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling, we have you covered. Whether you're looking for a roof that's dimensional shingles, staining seam metal, or any of our other options, our team is here to help you make the best decision for your home. A new roof can lower your energy bills, increase the value of your home, plus it will look fantastic. Visit TriStateRoofingAndRemodeling.com or call us today at 812-963-3130. Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling, your exterior experts.
Bentley Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bentley Land.
All righty, welcome back to Coach Ram on Baseball from Leroy's Tavern on this Monday night. And, hey, Dollar Busch Light Drafts here. They have a Lenten special on Friday. If you want to come in and get their hats, they have those for sale. And you can also get some nice Leroy's Tavern T-shirts. So come on in here and support them. They have the Dollar Busch Lights on Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. And, well, they have some well specials, right, Nikki?
On Sunday's $2,
Wednesday's $2.50. Sunday's $2, Wednesday for $2. $1.50. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I know, I messed up. I haven't been in here in a few days. I've been busy, right? Right, Ram?
Well, you've been with us, Gino. We're about to hit the road, too.
That's right.
You're coming with us, right?
That's right. I'll be with you tomorrow. Actually, we're going to call all the rest of the games other than Illinois State. So we're going to have the rest of them on our station.
Nice.
The rest of the year.
I love it.
Heading into the tournament over in Marion.
Gino, I think you're our good luck charm.
Well,
I think
I'm all in.
The players look for you.
You know I'm all in. All right, we're talking with Coach Ram here. And let's talk about what's happened here in these six games. And, we were struggling a little bit. We lost two or three in a row, and then we kind of got on a roll. So what do you think makes us be the six-game winning streak? What are the attributes that's made us win six in a row?
I think there's a lot that goes into it, you know, and it's not just one guy, you know, it's everybody being ready to go. And, you know, that's the great thing about baseball. You know, we've got, the Final Four and, you know, March Madness going on with hoops. You can just run a play for your best player in basketball, and in baseball you can't. You gotta, you know, it's whoever's up in the lineup, that's whose turn it is to go and win the game, and same thing on the mound. So, you know, honestly, Gino, I think it's just, you know, a bunch of new guys coming together as a team, you know, kind of figuring out, you know, what it takes to win at this level and play together. And, you know, I think you're also starting to see us, you know, expect to win. You know, I know we've always planned to win and thought we could win, but, you know, there's a difference, you know, when you're out there and you kind of hope something happens versus, you know what's about to happen, so, you know, you make it happen.
When you're looking at guys, when you're recruiting them, do you look at that that piece? You know, I'm looking at the skills. If they're a pitcher, can they pitch? Can they get outs and so forth? But are you looking at, you know, what have they got in the heart? I mean, what are they carrying around on a daily basis? You know, the will to win and so forth. Is that part of your recruiting process as far as when you're out in the field looking for guys?
It's definitely a part of it. It's probably the hardest part, you know, because a lot of times you see these guys play one or two times and, you know, you follow their stats, you see their video on social media. And so that's where, you know, having some connections and, you know, using, you know, my assistant coaches and the coaches that we all know and, you know, who we trust, and those guys know, you know, what type of person and what type of player that we're looking for.
Hey, why don't you give your assistant coaches a shout out? Because, yeah, I mean, you're the man in charge. Well, let's, you know, they're here tonight. But give them a shout-out and tell us who they are.
Yeah, no, we got unbelievable coaching staff. And fortunately, you know, everybody on my staff is someone that I've worked with before or even coached before. So Derek Beasley's the pitching coach. He's in the house with his wife and his newborn baby, Rick. And so, you know, it's good. You know, we worked together at Lenoir Ryan for 3 years and got him back here with us now at USI. Nick Mayerhofer is here with us right now. He's my shortstop at Springfield, you know, there, and coached with me last year at Lenoir Ryan. Bryce Stober is right here in the house. He's a player with us for the last 5 years out in North Carolina. And Coach Krenrich is out on the road recruiting. And so he's not here, but he's listening somewhere in his car right now. I think he's got us on right there.
Well, and Coach Kren is actually, I mean, he's one of the – he's the guy you lean on to get all these guys in here for this year. Is that correct?
Yeah. No, Kren is the leader with that. And, you know, it's – you know, it's a team effort, but Kren, you know, he leads the way, and, you know, he's the GM. You know, he's out there on the road. He's the lead scout. And so he has to, you know, he logs a lot of miles for us to go see all these players.
When's the last time that a team of yours won six straight?
Gino, I'm one game at a time, Gino. I'm looking forward to the next one. You know, we've been fortunate enough to have, you know, a lot of success in the past, and you know, it's exciting to see, you know, to see these guys here in the room. We got the whole team here tonight. I don't know if we said that on the air. We have the whole team here, and you know, it's just fun to watch, you know, those guys, you know, win and be excited and make plays and have big hits and do it together. Because throughout the course of the season, you know, it's really everybody gets their moment. You know, sometimes, you know, there's guys out there every day, and sometimes, you know, it's a little, you know, one thing here or there. But everybody gets their chance throughout the season.
All right, let's talk about this week here. We have Western Kentucky tomorrow out of Conference USA, a very good ball club, and the midweek game. So what do we know about them, and how are we going to approach that game?
Yeah, we're going to go get after it tomorrow and, you know, just keep the winning streak going. And, you know, I think they just broke into the top 25 this week. Coach Reardon is their head coach, and I know Coach Reardon from when he was at Iowa Western Community College for a long time as the head coach, and I signed some of his players, but they've won national championships there at the junior college, and it's no surprise he's doing really well there. So should be a really good challenge and, you know, opportunity, you know, for us to get a big, you know, nationally ranked top 25 D1 win.
All right, then we're going to head down to Tennessee Tech, or head over to Tennessee Tech in Cookeville, and one of the, well, they're right now, they are like 6-3 in the conference, but they're one of the front runners and one of the teams that they're expected to be there. So what are the expectations and what are the challenges for you this weekend over there at that three-game series?
Yeah, we expect to win. You know, we're going to go over there to win the series, and then once we do that, you know, then we'll get a little greedy and see if we can go get the sweep out there too. But, you know, they're a physical team, you know, and they like to lift the ball and, you know, hit the home run a little bit. You know, but I've never been to their place, so I'm excited to get out there and you know, visit their campus and go win the series.
We're talking with Coach Ram here, Coach Ram on baseball. All right, do you have any superstitions?
I don't think so. You know, I've got my little quirks here and there, but I think they kind of pop up as they go, as they come around. You know, I'm not sure if I have something that just stays with me.
So what are the quirks? I mean, you mentioned it. Might as well go ahead and bring it out.
Gino, you're going to have to ask. I don't know what I say half the time. You know, you're going to have to ask the guys. You have to ask the guys, ask the coaches. You know, I think they know him. They recognize him more than I do. I'm just out there, you know, watching those guys.
You're just a figurehead, right?
Exactly.
Well, you're doing a hell of a job, I'll tell you that.
I appreciate it. It's a lot of fun, Jim.
All right, so, you know, you look at Mayor over here, and he's the one in charge of the itinerary. So do you have any input on, like, where you eat and stuff like that, or do you just tell Mayor, okay, you run with it, you get the hotel and all that stuff? How does that work?
So usually all the good places we eat is because of me, and then the bad ones are because of Mary.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Now,
right.
Now, you know,
yeah.
Honestly, I don't do anything. Gino, I don't do anything at all. You know, Mayor sets it all up and communicates. There's a lot that goes into it. You know, you're communicating with the bus company, the hotels, the rooming list, the itinerary. It's been a few years since that's what I did. Back when I was an assistant. And so I know what he's doing, and he probably has the most day-to-day things to do on our coaching staff.
Well, he does a great job at it. So, Mayor, great job. And I know when we went over to Carbondale the night before the game, you took him, was it Chili's? Is that where you went?
Chili's, yeah, we met you there.
Yeah, and that was nice.
Really good. We've been eating good. We spoil these guys.
I'm going to tell you what, folks. These guys, so tomorrow, what's the Panda Express? Is that what you're doing, Mayor? Okay, that's what they're doing. And I'm going to tell you, you get the box, and it weighs like 5 pounds. And, I mean, you can't eat it all, but these guys are eating everything. And like 2 hours later, they're hungry, and he's probably already got something set up for after the game.
Oh, yeah, exactly. No, Panda E is a go-to, definitely go-to, and you get a lot of protein, you know, and so it's good. And but we got, you know, we eat pre-game meal, and then we got snacks in the dugout.
Yeah.
And then usually, especially if they play good, there's some good food waiting for them after the game, too.
Right. What kind of food do you got in your refrigerator?
It's bare right now, Gino. We got to
go to
the store.
What do you mean it's bare? Nothing in there?
Not a lot. So my kids love chocolate milk. So we've always got a couple gallons of chocolate milk.
Yeah. I mean, aren't you feeding them or anything?
They're eating all the food. That's why it's empty.
And so your wife, and let's what is her name again?
Lindsay.
Lindsay. And she has got to be a saint. Is this correct?
Yes, she is. And so, you know, our kids run us all over the place. And, you know, Layla had a volleyball tournament down south of Nashville this past weekend. So Lindsay was down there with Layla. My dad came down from Iowa to help. Because we're taking care of the field, and so it's definitely a team effort. But, you know, baseball season, you know, for her is definitely a little stress, a little strain, and Nicole's here too, and so Nicole's feeling that with Derek, and but that's just a part of it, and it's why it's really cool to have all the guys here now, and they get to know our wives and our kids, and our kids pretend that they are them out in the front yard when they're playing wiffle ball and all that stuff. So it's really cool.
It's like a family.
It is. No, it's definitely a family.
One last question. How many hours a night are you sleeping?
So, Gino, the bus comes, you know, to pick up Layla for eighth grade pretty early. So I get her up at 5:45 a.m. So, you know, it's a early wake-up call.
Right. So you're up and at 'em.
Yeah. No, I don't like sleep very much. We don't need all that.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. These guys, so yesterday, after we swept Moorhead State, you went back out to the field. I mean, you guys were working on the field last night. This is what it's all about for these guys. And that's why the field looks so great today. So I'm going to tip my cap to you. When I got out there today, I'm going, what? This place doesn't even look like any rain touched it.
Yeah, no, there's a lot that goes into it. You know, and it's hopefully it starts to build a little pride in the field. And you know, we put a lot of work in to play that game today. So I think at some point, you know, it makes you kind of reach a little deeper to go get that win and, you know, make all that work worth it. So, yeah, we played a doubleheader yesterday and went out there at 9 p.m. and had to sponge up a bunch of water and put a bunch of.
And you had the whole team out there.
Everybody was out there, yeah. The whole team was out there.
And one last thing here, folks. When we go on the road, so we get to the actual field, all the players, all the coaches, Hannah the trainer, everybody but the bus driver gets out of the bus and they stand there. And they do not go into the stadium, and they go in as a team. I mean, that's pretty impressive. I mean, it's walking in. It's like, okay, we're here to take business, take care of business. But that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, no, I think you walk in together, you walk out together.
Right.
And so we're coming together, Gino. It's fun.
Well, you're in first place right now in the OVC, and won six in a row, 16 and 15 right now. Hey, I want to thank Ian Anderson. Where are you at there, brother? He's right there. Best karaoke singer on the team so far. And then we've got Cole Kitchens, and he gave a big shout-out to Hero Yamada for being the best cook in Evansville.
Gino, we'll have to get Hero on the next show.
All right.
He's a fan favorite.
You got it.
Fan favorite.
Well, that's going to be April 21st. All right, you up for it? We're going to tell your mom. Yeah, you better tell her everything she wants to hear over there in Japan. All right, we got to get out of here, folks. I want to thank everybody for coming. What a great night here at Leroy's. Appreciate you. And stay tuned for NCAA Tournament Basketball right here on The Ref, ESPN Radio.
You have been listening to Chris Ramirez on Baseball on WRV.